5 minutes now past 9 o'clock, and time once again for Community Focus, our public affairs program. This morning, my special guest is Zach Probst, County Manager for Hall County Government. Talking about T-SPLOST this morning. Good to see you, Zach.
Hey, Mike. How are you, sir?
I am blessed. How about you?
Doing well.
Good to have you with us this morning to talk about this important item. Tell me about how you've heard, first of all, about how early voting has been so far of this issue and everything else going on in Hall County.
Well, from what I understand, in-person early voting, a lot of people have turned out thus far. So that's a good thing. And think we've got a really good elections team. All of our election workers are doing a wonderful job. I know we've got 7 locations to early vote scattered throughout Hall County. And so I think it's going well, from what I understand.
Everybody needs to know that the T-SPLOST is a very important item to be voting on, but it's also the very last thing you'll vote on in the on the ballot in the election right now.
That's correct. So for most voters on the ballot, it is the last question. I've heard if you are a voter and you live in the city of Gainesville, it's not the last question. It's one of the last questions.
Okay.
But for most of us scattered throughout Hall County, it will be the very last question.
So really what happens on the ballot, there's all the different elected officials you'll be voting for. Then there's 3 items. I've heard, well, there's a constitutional amendment, and there's also a question, and then the T-SPLOST, right?
That's correct. Yes, sir.
All right. So talk about really what's going on here and the reason for a T-SPLOST.
Yes, sir. So, we are asking this question because we want to know how our community wants us to fund road improvement projects moving forward. And if you recall from 10 years ago, we asked this question. And at that point, we were only allowed by state law to ask a transportation sales tax question that was a regional question. And so that failed over 10 years ago. And really, I think it failed because just from a common sense approach, you've got sales tax dollars generated in Hall County that could have gone to a different county, and that just didn't make sense for us as a community, and I think we all understood that. But now the law has changed at the state level. You're allowed to pursue a single county T-SPLOST. That, and what that means is local sales tax dollars are generated here in Hall County, and they're then deployed for a specific use. And in this instance, this program, this 1% sales tax goes for road and infrastructure projects. So it would be transformational for Hall County to have a dedicated percentage point just for road improvement projects. From a factual standpoint, we are looking at major improvement projects that would focus on transforming traffic flow, traffic patterns, helping with congestion, improving traffic safety, and just improving all around quality of life. I mean, there's a component to traffic that adds to stress and blood pressure, and so that also is a goal as well, just improving quality of life. So having the additional 1% being dedicated just to transformational road improvement projects is something that we wanted to ask the community if they are interested in.
Zach, I understand congestion in downtown Gainesville City with Brian Lackey, talking to him earlier. So how about in the county, when you look at congestion in different areas you want to really work on, especially I know the Spout Springs area?
That's right. So, we've prioritized projects out, and, we've got a litany of major projects. So if you take the $390 million, which is the estimated amount of proceeds that would be generated over 6 years with this one additional percentage point, you're looking at about $312 million, or 80% of that $390 million going to what we've identified as major road improvement projects. And Hall County's number one priority project is the Spout Springs Phase 2 widening project. It's a $40 million project, 3.4 miles. It picks up at Union Church Road, where we ended the Phase 1 project. Everyone knows in South Hall and throughout Hall County that Hall County partnered with the Georgia Department of Transportation to widen from Hog Mountain Road at exit 12 on 985 to Union Church Road. That parkway is wonderful, but it transitions back to a 2-lane rural county road all the way to the Gwinnett County line. So this is what we're talking about, the 3.4-mile section, $40 million. We're currently buying right of way right now for this project. And so we're getting ourselves positioned that if this program passes on November 5th, that we would be able to start the construction project. Our goal would be to start it within 18 months. And from there, it takes about 2 years to construct the 3.4 miles. So you're looking at very early in the program having a completed widening project, which would be an amazing win for that area of Hall County.
All right, I got a very dumb question to ask you. I didn't think about it just right then you mentioned that. If this does pass and Spouse Springs Road is widened to four lanes, mm-hmm. as you say, to the county line, does that go to 347 there at Friendship Road, or is that a part of Gwinnett County? Where does that end?
So Gwinnett County, we would widen it past 347. Gwinnett County is probably about a mile south of 347, and I'm kind of approximating there. But we would taper it back to two lanes prior to getting into Gwinnett County.
Got you. Okay. Yeah. From that standpoint, was our guest this morning on Community Focus, Zach Probst, Hall County Manager, Hall County Government, talking this morning about T-Splash this morning here on 97.5 Glory FM. Let's talk about, again, the major project. I mentioned to Zach, I would ask him just one question before we started here. When you have the different municipalities in Hall County that will be a part of this entire T-Splash, how do you look at the priorities? What's going to go first? I know you got Spout Springs number one on the agenda, but is that what will be really first when if this does pass?
Yes. So for the program, Spout Springs is the number one project. And one thing that, you know, as a local government leader and working to serve the public in Hall County, I view that it doesn't matter where you live in Hall County, you're a Hall County resident. And so we've got to work with the cities and collaborate as a mutual gain approach to make sure the citizens are being served at the highest level. So that is our commitment, and I see that playing out with our relationship with all nine of the cities in Hall County. So a lot of these projects, they're mutually beneficial for the county and the city, but at the end of the day, it's all about serving the community and making sure we've got the best road infrastructure. So Spout Springs is the number one project. The second highest ranking project is McEver Road. And that's a 5-mile widening project from Lanier Islands Parkway in Buford up to GC Crow Road in Flowery Branch at Alberta Banks Park. That 5-mile road widening project will cost $58 million. And so if the program passes, I've already outlined the timeline for Spout Springs. What the county would do is we would turn around and we would competitively seek pricing for a design and right-of-way acquisition plan to be developed. So a preliminary design right-of-way acquisition plan. And then that way we can go ahead and get positioned in about a year or so to start the right-of-way acquisition process. And then the goal would be by year three or four to be in construction on McEver Road. So the goal here is we didn't want to take out any debt and waste paying interest on any of these road projects. What we wanted to do was cash flow them. So, you know, the program over 6 years will generate $390 million. You divide that total number by 6 years, you're looking at approximately $65 million a year in cash flow. You want to be able to program all these projects in a way that you can realistically complete them as timely as possible, but within the parameters of the cash flow, so we're not wasting taxpayer dollars on interest payments.
Well, that's one thing I'm sure people will be questioning you about, Zach, is the point, okay, if they pass this, then you might wait a couple of years waiting for some of the money to come in to pay for these projects. Like, I vote on this. Why isn't anything being done?
Mm-hmm. Well, things will be done because we're working all projects concurrently. So while we're timing out these larger road widening projects that, you know, are $40, $50, $60 million, because that's the, you know, most realistic timeline, we're going to be filling in some of these, more forward facing years or front years, years 1, 2, and 3, we're going to be doing some of the intersection improvement projects that you can get done more timely, like the roundabouts we've talked about previously on McEver Road. We've got some roundabouts on Hog Mountain Road. We're looking at to install some roundabouts on Mount Vernon Road, intersection improvements at Joe Chandler and Old Cornelia Highway, intersection improvements at Memorial Park and Atlanta Highway. We can go ahead and get those projects completed in the more forward-facing years of the program.
For those who live in South Hall County, they hear about McEver Road being widened from the county line at Gwinnett County up to what I still call Jim Crow Road there, G.C. Mm-hmm. Crow Road. Then it's okay, what's going to happen between Money Mill and G.C. Crow? That's where you're looking at the doing the roundabouts. Tell everybody why we're doing that and not including that on the widening project.
So we looked at the full corridor widening from Monday Mill all the way to Lanier Islands Parkway. That's just under 10 miles, and it would cost $110 million. And so what we were trying to do is create a program where we could realistically get the most meaningful projects done, be the most impactful, but be the most financially prudent with the dollars. So if you do a $110 million McEver Road full widening, you're taken away from another project that's needed in the county, such as White Sulphur or Ridge Road or Browns Bridge Road. And really, by doing a phase one, 5-mile stretch in an area that has the most congestion, you're able to realistically get that stretch done. And we're complementing it by the second phase widening of McEver Road, which is Monday Mill to G.C. Crow in a later year. We're going to complement and go ahead and install 4 new roundabouts, one at Stevens Road and McEver, one at Flat Creek, one at Chamblee, and one at Radford. And the thought process there is if you drive that corridor north and south, and I do it quite a bit going down to Buford or Flyer Branch in Oakwood from mm-hmm. the government center, what happens is you're getting stopped at Stevens Road red light, and you're stacking up 15 or 20 cars to benefit one or two taking a left. You can have a much more efficient intersection by having a roundabout there. And you can have north and south traffic continuously moving through that intersection at a slower speed, much safer environment. Roundabouts reduce fatal accidents by 90%, and they help save on fuel by 30%. And it just is a much more efficient use of taxpayer dollars to have a roundabout installed there. And then during your non-congested times of the day, like the 2 o'clock time frame, the 10 a.m. time frame, when you don't have as much north and south traffic, you're still getting that continuous flow, so you're not wasting people's time at a lighted interchange.
Zach, have you seen the roundabouts that have been installed already here in Hall County? From that standpoint, how successful have you seen those roundabouts be when it comes to helping with traffic?
It's been very significant, the improvement. So we installed roundabouts over in the Sardis area mm-hmm. where we're ultimately going to have the Sardis connector there at Chesty High School. Mm-hmm. That's been a huge benefit. We installed a roundabout at J.M. Turk Road and Martin Road. That's been a game changer right there. We installed a roundabout at Hog Mountain and Cash Road. Mm-hmm. That has been a game changer at that intersection. Every time we've gone and installed a roundabout, quite honestly, to begin with, there was a lot of apprehension and concern. And I understood it because it's very different than a traditional, you know, lighted intersection or a four-way stop. Mm-hmm. But after it gets installed and our community utilizes it a few times, I believe everybody has a positive experience and they're very comfortable after going through a roundabout a few times. And they see the benefit of it. It's just more efficient.
I guess this morning on Community Focus, Zach Probst, Hall County Manager, talking about the T-SPLOST. He's here to educate you. You make the decision to vote yes or no on this project. Early voting is taking place today through this weekend. As he said, 7 different places here in Hall County to vote. And then it continues next week through Friday, November the 1st. And then 2 weeks from today, it's here before you know about it. And I'm sure you've been very busy talking with people. Are you still available to talk with groups between now and the election day?
Of course. I've got 3 groups today that we're speaking with. And so if anyone's interested in an informational meeting, please let us know. We've got our T-SPLOST website available. We've got our T-SPLOST at hallcounty.org email. address that you can email us, or you can reach out to our normal communication. You know, my email's online, our PIO email, her contact information's online. So we're available because the point's to educate. We want, just from a fundamental standpoint, we want our community to understand how roads are funded or how they're not funded. And how, you know, there's different opportunities, whether it be a sales tax, whether it be property taxes, whether it be partnering with the state, there's different options. Each of them has a pro and a con, but really this question that's being asked, we've seen it throughout the state of Georgia, where 111 out of the 159 counties have moved in this direction. And so right now, Hall County is one of 48 counties in the state that does not have a transportation sales tax percentage that is dedicated to generating revenue just for road improvement projects. And when you look around the surrounding counties, Dawson County has an 8% sales tax, Lumpkin County, Barrow County, Banks County. All of those counties have an 8% sales tax, and one of those percentage points is dedicated to road improvement projects. So when we go over to the premium outlet malls now, we're helping pay for Dawson County roads. And so that is something for us to contemplate as a community here in Hall County. We're a regional hub for workforce, health care, for vacation with Lake Lanier and recreation, and then just people passing through to get to the North Georgia Mountains because of 985 and 365. So you've got people coming here every day that do not live here. They're wearing and tearing on our roads. They're adding to congestion. They're adding to the traffic pattern issues that we have. And so the question is, does our community want an opportunity to capture those individuals who are buying goods and services here? Do we want to capture up to 40% of the proceeds in the program from outside of Hall County visitors that are here anyway, whether it's to work, whether it's to vacation, et cetera? Do we want to capture revenue from those individuals to help pay for roads? That's a factual part of a sales tax program.
All right, Zach, because between the questions I ask you, what are the big questions you're hearing from the community when you go out and speak?
One of the major questions that we get usually is, are you going to use property tax dollars to fund these roads in the future? And I think that's a really good question. That's part of the education behind all this. Currently, for Hall County government, we do not fund major road improvement projects or resurfacing projects using property tax dollars. I know everyone recently received their Hall County property tax bill. Only 32% of that property tax bill comes to the Hall County government. And that property tax bill, 32% of it comes to us to help operate the sheriff's office, the court system, the fire department, parks and leisure, general administration of the county, and development services. So we generate $110 million approximately in property taxes to help us run the county government. We're the 10th largest county in the state out of 159 by population. Our budget is $400 million a year. So $110 million of property tax dollars goes to support that $400 million budget. The remaining revenue that helps support that $400 million budget, part of it comes from sales tax that we currently have. Part of it comes from grants, fines, fees, et cetera, fund balance, use of accumulated fund balance. And so you see a county our size, the intent of sales tax originally was to help reduce the property tax burden. And so you see that within our funding sources from a revenue standpoint. This is a factual statement. If we currently did not have a sales tax program here in Hall County like we've had since the 70s and the 80s, the only other way to generate revenue from a local government perspective is property taxes. So you see it already as a way to lessen the burden of property taxes. We've not used property taxes in the past, as I mentioned a minute ago, for major transformational road improvement projects. And I'm not saying that the Board of Commissioners would vote by majority to change that method. But I think it's going to have to be a conversation as we move forward if this program is not successful on November 5th, because I think we've got an obligation as leaders from a local government perspective to make sure that our roads are adequate for our community. And it's a generational issue. I mean, you're talking about making a decision now that impacts future generations. So it is an obligation of local leadership. It's my obligation as county administrator to provide options and recommendations to our board. I've said that to many people as we've educated about this matter over recent months, that, you know, the question's being asked to truly see how does our community want to see road improvement projects funded moving forward.
Biggest question that I see, and when I asked you here last time you were here, is about the hope of generating the income here in Hall County to pay for this. We're looking at, you know, $390 million for these projects. So we're looking at $39 billion of sales coming into the county that would be taxable. Mm-hmm. And we're about $6.5 billion a year. Do we see that even, you know, with hopefully the economy will still be growing over here over the next decade, about that coming into Hall County to pay for this project?
Yes. So we used an economist from Georgia Tech to help us estimate the sales tax proceeds. And one thing that's happened since 2020, actually on April 1st of 2020, I believe was the date this started, the state law changed to allow for online sales tax to start being generated for sales tax programs. And so the state has opened that up and created more of a procedural-based approach to collecting sales tax for online purchases, which has added to local government collections. And so you see that as part of this program. So the answer is yes. Our economy is very strong here in Hall County. For various reasons, whether it be because of people coming here to visit the health, the health system, or people coming here to vacation. I mean, Hall County government alone, we operate 430 campsites on Lake Lanier, and those are sold out all year long. And those individuals come here, you know, they're buying food, they're buying groceries, they're looking for entertainment options above and beyond just what happens on a campsite, and all those sales tax dollars contribute. So, you know, you see a strong economy, and I didn't even touch on all the different manufacturing, industry, workforce development that we have as well. I mean, we're a financial hub. We just have a very diverse and vibrant economy. And all of that plays into the ability to generate sales tax dollars to fund projects like this.
All right, we're going to see projects all across Hall County for the next decade that'll be working. We mentioned Spout Springs and McKeever, and then the different roundabouts. That's all across Hall County.
That's correct. And I did not mention another one of our marquee projects, which is the White Sulphur Road improvement. That's a about 4.5 mile stretch between the new Sandra Dill Elementary School at Ramsey Road on White Sulphur all the way down to Jesse Jewell Parkway. That's a $52 million road improvement project. We would strategically widen that road. It might not be four lanes through the whole corridor, but we would improve, add capacity. We would eliminate the very dangerous railroad crossing that's on White Sulphur. If you drive that corridor, mm-hmm. you know that there's a very sharp right turn, and you go over a railroad crossing, and mm-hmm. then there's a left turn immediately after that that's a sharp curve. So we would eliminate that, straighten out White Sulphur, really turn White Sulphur and extend it down to Crescent. So really Crescent would probably be eliminated and White Sulphur would just continue on to Crescent, and it would all just be one White Sulphur from Ramsey all the way down to
Jesse
Jewell.
Isn't the main project when it comes to combining both city and county involved in this project?
Yes, because there's a lot of the city of Gainesville has annexed out into that area mm-hmm. of the county, and so it is a mutually beneficial project for both the city and the county, and we would look to partner with them on that to make sure that we address all the concerns of both jurisdictions.
With that project there, Zach, how big is the concern about traffic flow and the increase in traffic there, not only with the elementary school, but also with the inland port?
So it is a concern. You know, a lot of the inland port traffic, from what we understand, is going to be localized between the port and the Gateway Industrial Park, but that doesn't mean that there's going to be trucks that aren't on that corridor. And what we're trying to do, from Hall County government's perspective, we've currently got $30 million worth of road improvement projects that have funding, and we are either in construction or in design. And one of those projects is we want to widen White Sulphur Road from 365 up to the entrance of the inland port. So we would add four lanes and additional turning capacity at the intersection of 365. And the goal there is to incentivize truck traffic to take a left out of the inland port. And if you're not going into the Gateway Industrial Park, which you can access off of White Sulphur Road where we're widening it, then you can go down to 365 and take a left or a right. So we're really trying to incentivize that traffic flow, and we're trying to decentivize taking a right-hand turn out of the inland port and going down White Sulphur Road. One thing that people need to know about Hall County government, all Hall County roads, this is unincorporated Hall County roads, are no through truck traffic, and that's in code. So what that means is, unless a 10-plus wheel truck, it's for 10-plus wheel trucks, unless they have a point of destination on a road, they're not allowed to use that road just as a through traffic pattern. So we track that. The only roads that are allowed as a truck corridor are Spout Springs Road, McEver Road, and Thurman Tanner Parkway. And then all other county roads, you're not allowed to go through as a 10-plus wheel vehicle. So that means if you see that, please let us know. We work with the sheriff's office to monitor that, and we have signs all over the county. You might see them on your road that says no through truck traffic, 10-plus wheels. So that is something to help really deter, you know, the movement of these trucks trying to, you know, stay off of state routes, et cetera. We want to incentivize them to stay on the main state routes through what we're trying to accomplish in and around the inland port.
This part of one of the projects I know specifically involved in T is supposed to be working with the state, and that's with the Browns Bridge Road Project.
That's right. So that is a huge project that, you know, needs to be moved up into this decade. That's what we feel like at the county. That project, I think, is out in 2035, I believe, in that kind of time frame for the state. You know, Browns Bridge Road is State Route 369. It is their responsibility to widen it, and we very much respect that. But what we're asking with this transportation sales tax program is we want to, you know, form a partnership with GDOT and sit down. And the best kind of partnership, the one that's most realistic, includes a financial commitment by both partners. So this would be a $36 million local match that we would offer to move Browns Bridge Road widening up into this decade. It would be widened from the intersection of McEver and Browns Bridge all the way to the Forsyth County line. It most likely would include an additional bridge going across Lake Lanier. And so, again, that's just a huge financial commitment by the state of Georgia. So we want to work with them and offer up this $36 million match. And this project's very important because we understand on the Forsyth County side of Browns Bridge, they're looking to widen it currently. So we want to try to get those projects as close in alignment as possible, so you're not having a situation where on the Hall County side you've got two lanes going back to four lanes or four lanes back to two lanes. Either of those scenarios, again, adds to an unsafe traffic flow.
All right, and you can place your vote for T-SPLOS during early voting this week, next week through Friday, and then coming up 2 weeks from today on November the 5th. Zach, thanks so much. We appreciate it so very much.
Thank you, Mike. It's been wonderful spending time with you this morning.
Zach Probst, our county manager from Hall County Government, joins us this morning here on 97.5 Glory FM. That is Community Focus.